Naked Mole Rat Gets Dressed. Read by Daddy. There's so much to learn about the fascinating little creatures known as naked mole rats. But for this story, you only need to know three things. One, they are a little bit rat. Two, they are a little bit mole. Three, they are all naked. Well, they were, with one exception. Wilbur, the naked mole rat who liked to get dressed. When the other naked mole rats saw him, they said, "Ew, and yuck, and what are you doing?" "I like clothes," Wilbur replied. "When I get dressed, I can be fancy, or funny, or cool, or I can just be an astronaut." When the others heard that, they said, "Ew, and yuck. And if you like clothes so much, then why don't you open a store or something?" Naked mole rats can be very sarcastic. But Wilbur thought that was a great idea. The other naked mole rats did not. They brought Wilbur to a giant portrait of Grandpa, the oldest, greatest, and most naked mole rat ever. "Look at that picture," they demanded. "Look at his heroic face. Look at his regal bearing. Look at his total lack of clothing." Grandpa did look heroic. Grandpa did look regal. But he would also look heroic and regal in a casual shirt and some summer slacks. "Ugh," said the other naked mole rats. "Don't you get it? Naked mole rats don't wear clothes."
"Why not?"
asked Wilbur. Something had to be done. The naked mole rats marched right over to Grandpa and told him all about Wilbur. Grandpa was very wise. He thought seriously about everything he had heard. Then he thought even more. Finally, he said in a heroic, regal voice, "Gather the colony. I shall make a proclamation." When Wilbur heard about Grandpa's proclamation, he knew it was serious. But he had no idea what to wear. In the end, Wilbur decided to play it safe. Maybe not safe enough. The others were so busy looking at Wilbur's socks that no one noticed Grandpa enter until he cleared his throat and proclaimed, "Fellow naked mole rats, I have never worn clothes until I heard Wilbur's simple question, why not?" "Why not indeed? Do clothes hurt anyone?" "No." "Are they fun?" "Well, they may not be for everyone, but this old naked mole rat wishes he had tried getting dressed earlier." Then Grandpa complimented Wilbur on his socks. As fast as his legs could take him, Wilbur rushed home, put on his favorite outfit, and dashed back. When he returned, Wilbur discovered he was not alone. Much has been said about that day, but for this story, you only need to know three things. Some of the mole rats were naked. Some of the mole rats were clothed. And all of the mole rats had a great time. No exceptions. That was Naked Mole Rat Gets Dressed, read by Daddy.